Hey, gang, welcome to another edition of WHM Mailbag. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadak. Gentlemen,
we're on vacation.
We are on vacation, but we had to pop on real quick to plug some stuff that's time sensitive.
You woke me up for this.
Sorry, dude.
I'm Skyping in from Aruba.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm looking at you. Am I in Aruba?
I'm living the same boring life I always am.
Totally. It's a real staycation we're having around the WHM offices. But like I said, we got a couple of time-sensitive things we wanted to put out there to everybody. So first, quick reminder, Thursday,
August 15th at 9:30 at the Pitt Main Stage. We are no longer in the basement. It's like our parents died and left us the house.
Yep.
And we're no longer creeping around the basement.
And we're throwing a party, guys, and you're invited. It costs $8 to get in, and we're talking about Red Heat.
Finally, a live episode with Jim Belushi front and center.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He will also be in attendance in impression form only.
It's almost like a weird mashup. Like, I know it's a movie that has existed for as long as I've been alive.
But it feels like it shouldn't, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like a fake movie.
It does feel like a fake movie.
So, yes, 9:30 p.m., $8. Thepit-nyc.com for ticket information. Get your tickets in advance. Bring your friends. Grab a beer. It's going to be a really great time. You know, our live episodes have been going great. We just locked in a bunch of gigs at the Pit that we're going to be spouting out over the next couple months, and we want you to be a part of our first main stage event. So that is this Thursday, August 15th, 9:30 p.m. $8. Thepit-nyc.com. We are making fun of Red Heat.
And speaking of fake movies, we made a real movie. It's called We Are Strangers. Andrew and I and Private Cabin, we made a little flick. It's fun. It's on Indiegogo right now. You can check out We Are Facebook.com.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Eric, please.
/ We Are Strangers movie.
There you go. That's, you know, that's got all the information about the film. It's also wearestrangersmovie.com. If you want to check out stuff there. And either way, it's going to direct you. The Facebook will direct you to the Indiegogo,
which is what we're plugging. It's a good cause. We're trying to get an independent movie out there, which is very difficult to do. And I think you owe us, to be quite honest. No, I don't. Whatever you can give.
Shekels, not heckles.
So we got the campaign going for finishing funds for the film and festival submissions and all that good stuff. So if you want to take a look, if you're interested, go check out the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WeAreStrangersMovie. The trailer's there, some film stills, set stills. Information about the Indiegogo can be found there also. We need your help. So if you're interested, take a look. Okay, shilling out of the way. We're here to read a couple of things and make fun of them or just be entertained by them.
Now it's heckles, not shekels. We've turned the tables.
So we've got a comment from one of our web posts, which, you know, I'll say this about the message boards on our website. Not a lot of activity. We mainly deal with talking to people through social media, which is totally fine. We love talking to people on Twitter and everything.
It's mostly complaints on the blog spot. It's like, I don't get it. Not even I don't get it. Like, this isn't working right.
How is this a show? But every once in a while. Every once in a while, we get some comments that are really worthwhile. So this is one from the episode we did on the mating habits of the Earthbound Human, which is one of the worst episodes or worst movies that we've ever made an episode out of. I will say that. So, Eric, if there was a comment left there, let's get into it.
You can tell it's good because it was posted in the dead of night. Timestamp of 1:25 a.m.
Perfect.
Someone by the using the username Cameo said,
word up.
Sorry.
I once dated a complete sociopath.
Nice.
He pretended to have cancer so I wouldn't break up with him.
Oh, no.
This is his favorite movie in the world.
Wow, that made complete sense.
At one point, he made me watch it, and then when I didn't laugh at the quote-unquote jokes, he would rewind it to make sure that I saw it and I got it.
You're going to laugh this time. I got cancer. You better find this funny.
That's the kind of person that laughs hysterically at this movie. I'm so sorry that you guys had to watch this, but at the same time, it's fucking awesome that more people know about how utterly awful it is now. Worst movie ever. Good work, guys.
I would say I feel sorry for you having to watch that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cameo. Those are not ideal movie watching conditions.
I mean, we suffered through that movie. Could you imagine if some guy was there rewinding it?
You didn't get that, huh?
Wait, you see the sperm hit the wall, and he didn't impregnate her.
Hey. It was a Terminator parody. Get it?
Do you get it? It was a blowjob, so they don't know where to go. There's no egg in your mouth.
And I have cancer, goddammit. You should find that funny. What? Faking cancer. That's like almost a Steve Sadak move, but I don't have the guts for it.
That's like ultra Steve. Like if someone built a robot of you that took like your craziest, worst qualities and amped them up by 10,000 degrees... Mm-hmm. You would fake cancer to not get dumped. Yep. It's like a Super Costanza.
He or she may live in the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia universe.
Really?
Is he or she a McPoyle?
Well, you know, they're saying they were involved in it with a sociopath that said they faked cancer.
That's true. That's a Sunny move.
How do you figure that out? That's a great card to play. Like you. Maybe you're living with somebody, and like it's been a real couple of months of fake cancer.
Yeah,
and somehow you find that out. I am skipping home, and I'm not just coming in and yelling. I am just playing it cool for a while. Just like you got cancer, right? You want to lift that for you? You want to lift that, right?
You got to let it dangle a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel just like put it out in front of them mm-hmm. that you might know something, but don't confirm it or deny it.
Yep.
Just let him think you might know something.
Oh, so you're thrown in my face that it went into remission.
Yeah, also, I feel like...
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm going to live.
Yeah, you definitely have to specify what the fake cancer is, by the way. Like,
I have cancer.
Well, what kind of cancer?
Body cancer. Human body cancer.
Ew, that's the worst. I have soul cancer.
I told you I had cancer. I didn't tell you what kind. Turns out it's the fake kind.
I have all the cancers.
Just every single one at once.
You name a cancer, I got it. Mm-hmm. What a fucking prick. Unbelievable. Well, Cameo, I hope you're not with that person anymore. It sounds like you're not. So
now this just turned into Loveline. I hope you got to dump that prick.
Something about Mexicans, Adam Carolla.
Wow, he's made a career off of hatred, huh?
Well, we're trying it too, because this is We Hate Movies.
All right, so let's go on. We got an email, because this is a mailbag show. weallhatemovies@gmail.com. This is a letter from Christopher. He writes in and says, "Howdy, WHM folks. I recently found your podcast, and I'm enjoying the whole catalog of film hatred." Well, see, there you go. People love hate every once in a while. Anyways, he says, "I'm writing because I just finished your Mr. Destiny podcast, and I want you to know it touched me in a bad place." Wait, what? "First, my father turned 34 the year that movie came out, and every year on his birthday, we'd all have to sit in the living room and watch it with him. That Jesus. Continued for 5 long years until I left for college."
So it could be happening still.
Oh, yeah. He's just not at home to sit through it. You think he left behind like a little brother? Just like, sorry, yep. Jimmy.
He's trapped in the Nexus.
Anyway, the Jim Belushi hatred runs deeper than that. 7 years ago, my wife and I moved to an apartment in Oakland, California. The neighborhood was nice, except for this one shitty craftsman house across the street. There were always dudes dressed like bikers standing around the yard drinking beer and smoking. I thought it might be a gay bears club. It's always a possibility. You never know when a bears club is going to surface.
You don't know. They could be anywhere.
Over the first 2 years, we got sick of this strange brood. They'd come out and glare at people in the neighborhood, park on the sidewalk, leave bottles under cars, etc.
You know what? That's not bears. Bears are much more polite than that.
Absolutely. Finally, we'd had enough of these creeps, and we looked them up by address. Turns out, it was the Sterling Institute of Relationship, not relationships plural. It turns out that the whole thing was a misogynist men's cult focused on breaking down the feminine corruption in men. These guys would be assigned tasks like drawing a picture of their ideal sexual partner, and then they'd sketch their own dicks. Seriously. Other times, women would come in and berate new recruits while filming them. The newbies couldn't leave the room until someone finally cracked and lashed out at the women. So our old friend Jim Belushi has been a member of this delightful organization. He enjoyed its teachings a lot. So much so that he wrote a book about what he learned. That book is the one you referenced on the podcast. Just thought I'd share. Love the show. Chris.
Is it like a misogynistic Masons? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they got all sorts of great parking spaces and they hate women.
That's creepy.
It's really creepy because you know that shit's going deeper than just leaving beer bottles under cars.
So, you know, the thing is, like, you know, misogyny is bad enough, but ritualistic?
Yeah. Like, what is that? You're putting a cloak on and, like, kicking some girl in the teeth?
Well, how do you get the women for the rituals, by the way? They must have been broken years ago.
Yeah, they're told when to show up.
And they're told how to vote.
What now? All right, so this is, it's an Oakland, California men's club. What kind of annual dues you think we're talking about here?
Every year, Jim Belushi fights him. Hey, I'm giving you all sorts of free publicity. Now I got to pay dues?
No, I'll just fight you instead.
And here's the thing, is like, because it's Jim Belushi and he's a celebrated, famous member, you got to take a dive. Like, you got to let him beat you up.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we're talking about here.
That's bizarre. I don't
it's
know
really
why, what I mean. Like, are there sacrifices? Do you think
there might be some sacrifices? Probably like you burn
Carol's meatloaf. I'll sacrifice it. I'm gonna burn all these Bette Midler DVDs,
etc.
It's just a bunch of bad jokes.
Do you think you have to get a tattoo of Jim Belushi, like, on your back? Now, that's the thing, though. Like, he was just a member. He's not the leader. He's just a follower.
The grand poobah.
But that's how Hitler started.
So you think in like another 5 years he's going to rise to some crazy misogynist power?
Yeah.
All right. I heard he was playing some shitty comedy club in Chicago recently, though, so maybe he's actually like on a downturn.
Sweet home Chicago.
God damn it.
If you're a woman, you should go and boo at him. That'd be fun.
He'll punch you right in the face. Probably.
And then tell his buddies about it in Oakland.
So that's it. That's a little bit of mailbag stuff we wanted to read to you. This was mainly an excuse to get a plug out there. But hey, we're on vacation. We wanted to give you a little something anyway, though.
There's extra episodes coming out, some commentaries, some cool stuff.
Yeah, check out the app. You know, we've got this app going on. There are live episodes up there, or shortly will be. And more stuff will keep on coming.
Live episodes, WHM on screen. I promise we're going to get some Side Order of Sleaze going on there eventually. A lot of good stuff. And also, you know, if you're jonesing for some WHM-style comedy and we're not around this month, Eric's got a Blame It on Outer Space episode out.
Yep, that's on the Black Eyed Kids. You can find it at blameitonouterspace.com or in iTunes under Blame It on Outer Space. It's also on Stitcher. If you listen to We Hate Movies on Stitcher, same type of deal.
And you just introduced your new permanent co-host, Ben Wooster.
That's right.
Very exciting stuff
in
the world of conspiracy.
Age, man.
Yeah, man. You're going to the moon.
We are, man. Every episode.
I'm going to take you right to the moon, Alice, you fucking bitch. Well, I have a podcast out on black-eyed women. I filmed it in Oakland.
On that note, we're back to vacation, so we'll see you in September. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
Chicago.